Sunset Manor Nursing Home is still not allowed to receive new admissions, by order of the Ministry of Long-Term Care. The ministry issued a cease admissions order on June 10, 2021, citing systemic failure in the home and risk of harm to the health or well-being of residents. The order remains in place with a total ban on the admission of new residents. A mandatory management order was issued at the same time, also by the ministry, requiring the home's operator, the County of Simcoe, to hire a management company and provide support to ensure compliance with the Long-Term Care Homes Act. Mark Nesbitt, spokesperson for the Ministry of Long-Term Care, confirmed both orders remain in effect and the ministry is still monitoring the home closely through regular follow-up inspections. He said, serious concerns were identified at the home during a complaint inspection, and that included instances of non-compliance with the Long-Term Care Homes Act. Inspection reports and the June orders from the ministry include references to reports of abuse and neglect of residents, improper skin and wound care, discouraging of staff from disclosing information to inspectors, delaying mandatory reporting to the provincial director, and lack of written records and plans for preventing altercations, administering nutrition and hydration programs, and specialized plans of care. The complaints and inspections date back to May 2019. These orders will give the home the opportunity to address and comply with the outstanding compliance orders, stabilize leadership staffing, and ensure all staff have the time to refresh their training on required programs, policies and procedures, without the added pressure of meeting the needs of newly admitted residents, said Nesbitt. The County of Simcoe protested the orders when they were issued in June. I want to be clear that we disagree with the severity of the ministry's findings, we find it excessive. And we feel there are other circumstances at play, stated Jane Sinclair, the county's general manager of health and emergency services in a June interview with Collingwood Today. The ministry didn't comment on the county's objection to the severity of the orders. Nesbitt said the ministry's orders will remain in place until the ministry's director of operations is satisfied the home has met compliance and demonstrates the ability to continue to do so going forward. Colin Matanovich, manager of public relations for the County of Simcoe, said in an email to Collingwood Today in August there was no public update at that time, and staff, family, and residents continue to receive communications. Care for residents continues as it always has, at a very high level, said Matanovich in his email. Click here to read the original story about the orders issued in June.